Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. Hopefully enjoying this week together as we dive into the teaching of St. Paul around the fruits of the Holy Spirit, the season of Lent, as we look to cooperate with God the best we can to bring our lives to Him in this season and to win our battles by God's grace through the help of the prayers of the saints and through the angels that are with us, that God has given to us to help us through the working of the Holy Spirit within us to overcome the works of the flesh, to win battles against sin, to come into greater degrees of freedom. That's really what this season is about, to become more conformed to Christ, to walk in the Spirit in such a way that we continue to grow in the fruits of the Spirit. So if you haven't had a chance to tune into the program this week, you could go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You can listen to them on the Ave Maria app if you want to, but also at our website, these programs are there along with our TV shows and YouTube videos and all kinds of free stuff at Renewal Ministries. I encourage you to go there. And if you're blessed by the program, you can also donate there. Just hit the donation button and help us continue the work that the Lord has called us to do. So today I want to continue building on what we've been talking about all week. And yesterday we ended talking about the working of the Holy Spirit in us and cooperating in this season of Lent, which is not just a season to resist, that is to resist sin. And the focus of it is not just on overcoming sin. That's one of the fundamental goals for sure of Lent. But it's not just a resistance movement, but it's a surrender movement. We want to resist sin, and we resist sin by bringing it into the light, by the way, by just being raw honest about where am I really in regard to habit patterns of sin and the temptations in my life. It's tempting in and of itself to just not want to dig too deep, but let this be a season of grace for you. Don't be afraid. Dig deep and just bring everything into the light. That's the way to go for sure. And the Holy Spirit wants to accompany us. And remember, no one is in your camp more than the Lord, is what we talked about yesterday. He's the one who is committed to help us reorder our loves, as we talked about yesterday under the tutelage of Augustine, St. Augustine, who said the fundamental working of the flesh is the disordering of the loves in the human heart, in the human spirit. Instead of loving God first with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, what Jesus called the first and the greatest thing any human being could ever do is to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And then that loving in that order allows us to love ourselves rightly, to be free, and to be free ultimately to love oneself and rest in it is only happens when through the grace of the Holy Spirit, we come to see the overwhelming love of God toward us, the treasure that we carry in these earthen vessels, the indwelling love of God in the person of the Holy Spirit, who wants to whisper to us, wants to speak to us, wants to transform our hearts, wants to be the voice in us rather than that voice that constantly is down on who we are. I'm not good enough. I'm not loved. I've failed. There's no shot for me. I'll always be left behind. I can't forget all the bad stuff I've ever done. Is there anybody who loves me anyway? Am I even lovable? All the stuff the devil wants to serve up first thing in the morning, as soon as we open our eyes. I'm a waste. I'm not good. Again, it's just all that stuff is there. And every human being battles it in one way or another. And every human being, whether they consciously know it or not, are forming a way of life and a way of thinking and a way of behaving that helps ignore or numb that voice within them. But that doesn't work. That's temporary, because you got to keep re-upping every day in the sense of coming up with new stuff to distract us. But the Holy Spirit in this season of Lent is given to us to give us the strength, the wisdom, the grace to become a new creation and to have our eyes, like St. Paul would say, the eyes of your hearts enlightened so that you may know. It's interesting the way he describes that. Your heart can see the love of God for you. the infinite God of all that is, the origin of all that is, has his eye on you. He loves you. And he's working in the grace of the Holy Spirit. Prophets of the Old Testament, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and others said, God's plan, he's bringing a new covenant, but he's going to give us a new heart, a heart that is forgiven, renewed, alive, can hear the voice of God, and a heart that is really the heart of a child of God. And friends, when we live by the Spirit and we yield to the grace of the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit really brings us to an experiential knowledge, a faith understanding that, as Jesus says in John 15 and 17 in places, as the Father loves me, so I love you. Now, you're talking the eternal Son of God, which from all eternity, the Father's infinite love for the Son and the Son's infinite love and security in the presence of the Father and his response is what's called the Holy Spirit, the love between the Father and the Son from all time. And all that is life, all creation, the whole cosmos, everything came to be from that love. It's an expression of God's creative power, his beauty, his generosity, his wonder. And from that come those who bear his image. Yes, a fallen race of people, but one now by God's grace is being raised to new life and brought into that communion of love between the Father and the Son. So how does God love you? Jesus said, as the Father loves me, so I love you. Jesus knows what he's saying to you is there is no greater love. It's infinite. It's every day. That's how I love you. And he'll later say in John 17, as the Father loves the Son, so the Father loves you. That's where we find our identity. That's where freedom comes. That's where a sense of infinite value that we are as human beings, that's where it comes from. And that's where the healing happens. Because it's authentic, it's from God, it's interior, and it's not dependent upon my IQ or the size of my social footprint or the size of my bank account or how many people know me or whatever. You know, or how beautiful people think I am and how I look and all the rest that the world keeps tossing at us like, this will satisfy, this will give you meaning, this will give you recognition, this will make you a somebody, which then will help you feel better about yourself. It's all baloney. It's baloney. It's all temporary. It doesn't get to the core of it. Why? It doesn't define who you are. God defines who you are. You're so much more. We are so much more, friends, than what we can acquire here, what we can accomplish here, what we can make here. And what we possess here, we're infinitely more than that. It's gift from God. It's God in us. Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And part of the battle here in Lent is cooperating with the grace of God such that the darkness is expelled. The darkness begins to go away. The shadows and the smoke, you might say, of the flesh and the lies of the enemy parts, and we see more light. We come into the light and we can see the beauty of God, and we see God's beauty radiating from our own life and who we are. It's all gift. And then we come to say, wow, my life is so valuable. Wow, it's amazing who I am. And we begin to say, I'm a wonder because look what God has done in me. Look who I am. Look where I've come from. Look how valuable I am that God came to rescue me and to give his whole life for me. Talk about being valued. Friends, that's the grace and working of the Holy Spirit in this season. We want to go deeper into love in Lent, not just duking it out with the devil. We got to do some of that. There's no doubt about that. But all of that is for freedom and coming into the fullness of what belongs to us. And this is one of the reasons I love to take up not just the Word of God, but to take up the stories of the saints. I was just reading Bernard of Clairvaux. Wow. And what God can do in a human heart that says yes, yes, yes to the call and the fruitfulness that Jesus said he's really expecting from all of us, that just what happens when you surrender and let the Lord transform and he becomes your first love, what it can produce, what the Lord can produce, because he wants us to share in his glory. He wants us to be radiant in this life. And so many human beings, I don't know their ultimate destiny, but take to the grave, drag to the grave the idols in this world that was their prop. I'm still famous. I've been famous. I'm still famous. I'm still rich. I'm one of the most handsome looking men at 85 and even dying and whatever. All those things that really are secondary, tertiary, don't really matter. And some of them really are chains that'll drag us into hell. And the Lord wants life and freedom for us. So what he wants to teach us to do in Lent is to walk more, to move from crawling to baby steps to walking, and that is to walk by the Spirit. Galatians 5:16, but I say, walk by the Spirit and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. That's not so easy. He says, but for the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit. The desires of the Spirit are against the flesh, for these are opposed to each other, to prevent you from doing what you would, what you should, what you can do, who you can become. There's the battle against the flesh and the Spirit. And on the cross, Jesus put to death the powers of the world, the flesh, and the devil. And the Spirit of God, the indwelling Spirit of God, is what enables us to become a new creation and win that victory over the works of the flesh. I'll just read those here. Paul does talk about the works of the flesh very specifically, and maybe tomorrow we can define those more clearly and take a good look at them and use it. Maybe tomorrow is kind of an examination of conscience a little bit together as we look at these and how am I doing in relationship to these works of the flesh, and then the works of the Spirit, which are so beautiful. So verse 18, chapter 5. But if you're led by the Spirit, you're no longer under the law. Now the works of the flesh are plain: immorality, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, selfishness, dissension, a party spirit, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and the like. So this is not like a definitive list. These are big ones that are a part of fallen human nature. And part of the things that the devil loves to manipulate, to seduce us into slavery in the flesh. And he goes on to say, Paul says, I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Wow. Let me read that again. He lists those. He said, I warn you, as I warned you before. So Paul's regularly warning people. He's not condemning them. He's just telling you, this is the situation. That those who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That's really worth reflecting on in this season of Lent. Take this little list here from verse 20, 21 in Galatians 5. Take it before the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. If you can't get there, take it to a place of quiet and read it and say, Lord, shine your light on me. Show me, where am I at in relationship to these kinds of temptations? And what things are at work in me that are works of the flesh that I'm not aware of? Lord, I want you to enlighten my mind. I want to let these things go. And I want to be ready for heaven. I don't want to mess around. I don't want to live in the twilight with one foot in the light, one foot in the dark. I want to go all in. Lord, help me. And he'll do that. Friends, hope you can join me tomorrow. God bless.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.